You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Louis J. Gomez.
What's going on, Real Ass Dudes? Gomites. Fucking... I gotta give him another name. Because I have a few new monikers. Yesterday I was on Ron and Fez, and they declared me the Joan Jett of comedy.
Joan Jett?
What
is that?
How does that work?
I don't know. They just said it. And now I'm officially the Joan Jett of comedy. It fits in.
What's a Joan Jett?
I'm the Real Ass Dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Joan Jett of comedy, Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
You're giving yourself all these names.
The Eli
no
Manning
one has ever,
of MMA Radio.
No one has ever said you should use this name.
You got to self-anoint, man.
Johnny Fatigate, can you do me a favor, Bob? Will you turn my volume down on my headphones? Because it's fucking crazy loud. Crazy. That's much better. All right. Yeah. So, look, dude, welcome to the show, Real Ass Podcast. I'm pumped about today's show, man. We got a great show, great guest in studio. No Zach today. Unfortunately, no Zach. We kind of had to throw this together on a weird time. But starting next week, we got Zach and Chris Scopo in studio every single week. Got my partner in crime, Chris Scopo, here. How you doing today, bud?
What's up, bud? I'm doing good. Hanging in there.
You feeling good, man?
I'm having a good day so far.
Are you, man? Dude, yeah. Scopo, you've been fucking helping me out so much, dude. I got to actually give you a lot of credit, dude, because you really have been the fucking
man. Yeah, without me, your life would fall apart. I know.
Dude, Scopo, he drives me and my chick to the airports all the time.
This is the best. He calls me and says, hey, dude, listen, can you help me move? Moving down to the East Village for a couple weeks. Can you help me move? Yeah, no problem, Louis. I get there. He packs up all the stuff in my car and goes, okay, you got to take my girl and the baby downtown. I'm going to go upstairs.
Yeah, I had to
go upstairs and do spots.
I had to go do shit. Okay.
So I now literally am moving him and his girl and his child
so you're
to
just,
their
you're
new
just full on personal assistant at that point.
Yeah, yeah. B said I'm her new boyfriend. That's what B called me yesterday.
Dude, I literally told her, and I really did mean this, I would have let B make out with you yesterday for what you did. I really meant that, dude.
Yeah, she met my father yesterday. She's already in the family.
Literally, she's never met my father. So
yeah, and mother. So
yeah, well, so look, listen to me. We got a fucking... an amazing guest in the studio. I'm trying to pull up this song, dude. I got to fucking figure out the exact right one, because... you told me a specific time to pull it up at, which nobody's ever done. Everyone else just gives me the name of a song.
Fucking, that's what he does. That's
Richie Redding gives me the name of a song, and then he goes, but you got to go to the specific video and go to the specific time in the video.
Very thorough.
Well, I don't want to waste 47 seconds getting to the point where it's like, oh, that makes sense now.
This is a fucking lot, dude. Here, look, dude. I'm just playing the song, dude. I'm playing the karaoke version, and you could sing it.
Oh, no. We don't want to do that to the good listeners out there.
Here it is, dude. Well, this is Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys.
I did not know the name of the song until you made me look one up.
So this is Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys. Yeah. I'm just doing a live version, dude, because I can't find this bullshit that you told me to get, okay?
Yeah, it's just YouTube. You can't...
I'm really bad with technology, okay?
They're going to have a... Oh, there's so many drunk old white chicks in that audience.
I saw the Beach Boys last. Great.
I wonder if Uncle Jesse is in the background playing the drums.
Scopo, you look like if you grew up in this era, you'd be like the biggest Beach Boys fan.
Hell yeah. Dude, I went to a concert with my parents like 10 years ago. I fucking love them. They're the greatest.
Here we go. We're almost...
oh, so it's a part of the song.
Don't you wish we just got right to the point with this?
What? But hold on, I understand what the point. Here's the thing. Here's what you tried to do, Richie.
The lyrics are...
yeah, nobody did that. Nobody's... here's what I tell everyone, okay? Before they come on the show, I say, guys, pick a song. Pick a song that either means something to you, you got a funny story about it, you have a reason to pick the song.
I do have
whatever
a reason.
Whatever it is. Richie Redding's the only guy who's ever come in that says, listen, you got to come into a specific part of the song and listen to the lyrics. Just pick a song. Why did you pick this song, Richie?
I picked that song because if you didn't
after 45 seconds talk over the part that actually made sense to bring this all together. And that's why, motherfucker, I said that specific point, because I know you have the fucking attention span of a...
gorilla?
Something with a small attention span.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, Puerto Rican. I was actually in Puerto Rico. I saw where you left. I saw where you came from.
It's a great place.
This weekend that I had... undeniably the worst trip of my shitty career.
In Puerto Rico?
It was in St. Croix.
Wait, hold on, time out. Before we move on, why did you choose this song? Do not just shift the focus.
He's getting to it, you fucking retard.
Hold on, time out.
It was the worst trip I've ever been on.
So this has to do with this song.
I felt so broke up, I wanted to go home. And that was the exact lyrics. At the 47-second mark.
Oh.
That you would have heard if you didn't fucking use your guttural voice to
This wasn't my fault, okay, guys? Here's what happened. Richie Reddy tried to fucking pull off some crazy stunt with his music, okay? And it fell apart.
Cueing is a stunt, motherfucker?
Yeah, here's the thing. What you should have done was, you should have started telling the story, okay? We should have started the song. You should have started telling the story. You should have said, hey, dude, so I was in St. Croix, and then it came down to this crazy thing. You should have been time-eating your head while you're telling the story, and then you should have said, hey, dude, do me a favor. Turn the music up. Listen right now. Then I would have turned it up. The lyric would have come out. You'd be like, that's exactly how I felt. And that's how you incorporate that shit into that.
Scopo, are you buying this being my fault?
That was a lot. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think that he really had the whole backstory queued up, and then at the exact moment say, be quiet now.
No, that was the way. That's the way you tell a story. That's the way I'm a professional podcaster / radio personality.
So I could have told this 12-minute story in 46 seconds. No. And then listen.
No, but it's about timing. You could have set up the moment.
Beat it, Gomez.
All right, look. Well, so what happened, dude? Tell me what happened in St. Croix, dude. Jesus Christ.
All right, it was the worst trip ever. So I went down there on Friday, and you know, I got flown in, so it's all cool. You're expecting a good show. I see the place. Well, first of all, I meet the guy that owns it.
First of all, hold on. This is a trip. You got flown to a gig in St. Croix.
Yes.
Which, listen to me, as a comic, me or you, I don't know how this happens. I hear about this all the time. I hear about guys getting booked on gigs in the Caribbean. I've heard you specifically a few times going down to the Caribbean for gigs. I know Joe Lish just did one.
Bermuda.
That's with
what's Ray Allen.
Yeah, dude, I was such a dick to Ray Allen when he was on YKWD, and now I regret it.
Yeah, maybe you should know who you would go to fucking Bermuda.
Maybe that's the reason. I just figured out, I answered my own question. That's why I don't get on these gigs. I'm a dick, and nobody wants to spend 5 days with me.
Yeah, well, fuck Bermuda, though. That's the most expensive island on Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, knowing that, how much do you think a two-egg sandwich, two eggs on white bread would be?
I mean, considering they fucking have mud for drinking water, I'm assuming it's like $100. Yeah. They fucking the third world country.
They couldn't find Natalie
Holloway.
Throw out
your real number.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna guess very high because you set it up.
Right.
So, you should have said, hey, how much you think an egg sandwich
costs? So how much?
I'll say $16.
$15. $23.
That's pretty high.
It's American dollars for a shitty slice of Wonder Bread and two eggs.
Yeah.
But, okay, we're off track.
No, we're doing good. I like this.
Okay.
We already decided 2 weeks ago that we hardcore ADD on this podcast.
I like that. So,
and I took an Adderall.
So the makings of a fiasco has to be high expectations and somebody overreaching their grasp. So I meet this guy, and it's on Halloween night that I meet him. So he's already getting into his shitty costume or whatever.
Can I ask you, what type of setup is the show? Like, what type of venue is it at?
It's a bar gig. I didn't know that going into it. And so I walked
into... Is it good money?
It was okay. I mean, it was worth it because I was going to St. Croix for 2 days.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'll do it for almost nothing.
So I go through these two huge archways, and in between those two archways, there's about 4 feet of brick wall, right? And that's the entrance to this place called the Pink Spot. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Good name.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. No, it sounds like
a pussy.
Yeah. A ton of pussy.
So I'm like, all right, so cool.
Turns out it's a ton of dude asshole. Yeah.
So where's the stage? And he points behind me at this 4-foot brick wall. I'm like, well, you want the show in the entrance? Oh, yeah. I do it here all the time. I'm like, right in the entrance. So anybody that walks in is going to walk past the stage. And the guy...
Is this like a show that happens regularly?
I was under that impression. Shit, my thing just fell out. I was under that impression, but it turns out that he actually does comedy right there all the time himself.
Oh, so he's the main island.
And by
comedian?
All the time, he means he's done comedy 6 times.
So he books this thing so he can do comedy.
Maybe.
Which is, by the way, look, here's what would happen. As soon as one of us get caught, like, fucking... doing some weird shit to some comedy club waitress or get caught embezzling money and we get booted out of the business, and it will
Black
happen.
Blackballed in New York.
It'll happen eventually, okay?
Someone's going to happen.
As soon as somebody says something publicly about Michael Che or Pete Davidson, they get fucking kicked out of this business.
Get railroaded.
That's
going to
be one of us. We're going to be in the Dominican Republic, hosting a bar show, bringing our fucking friends down. That's the fantasy.
Oh, that's
actually
when you're going to get fat again. You're going to be 400 pounds.
So first 30 seconds of meeting this guy, I like him, right? Because he had only given me a dap once. Literally every sentence with this fucking guy was boom, hit a pound, boom. Everything anybody said. I was 5 minutes into
knowing. So he's a real ass dude.
Nah.
So Louis J. Gomez is a St. Croix.
I was 5 minutes into knowing this guy, and literally 40, 50 pounds deep. He's throwing combos. He's doing punches and bunches.
He literally is Louis J. Gomez. What are you talking about, man? Were you down there this weekend?
Dude, six points of death. He was throwing you knees and elbows.
Dude, at what pound point do you completely tap out that you just don't want to be near this person anymore? 20?
I mean, but let me ask you a question. Was he trying to be funny with it at all?
Yeah, but it was all nonsense.
Okay, so that's kind of funny. And so I will tell you, can I be honest with you, dude?
No, he thought his shit was
great.
He's
on a podcast in St. Croix right now telling the story about this chump white boy that he kept on pounding, and this guy wouldn't leave. He took 50 or 60 pounds before he finally lost his mind and left him. You're on a reality show in the Caribbean right now. They had a hidden camera, dude. You got punked.
He was a white guy, actually.
Oh, he was a white guy.
I was going to ask you.
From Chino, California. He sounded exactly like Ryan Hernandez, which made me like him even less.
That's hilarious.
So
your homes.
Yeah. So I keep
sound
trying,
like a cholo?
Yeah, totally. And I keep trying to talk him out of doing the show in the entrance way. He's like, nah, bro, cause look, like, you see the fish on the walls? Well, cause you know it's an island, you gotta have fish. And I painted some microphones in front of these fish, so you know, you gotta have it, and boom, hits me with a pound. So there's no talking out of this, like, all right, fuck it, whatever. The next day, they were super hospitable during the day. They gave me an employee of theirs to like do some sightseeing and stuff.
I was going
to
say, blow you. I mean, good.
Yeah.
They gave you an employee, fucking play with your balls.
I was barking up the wrong tree on that. She only liked the dark meat.
How was the hotel and stuff? Was it nice?
No, it was fucked up.
Oh, really?
But they said it was nice by their standards. The same lady that like checks you in is like the cleaning lady and
that's
shit.
That's like a scary gig. That's
was,
not like
yeah. She was half Jamaican, half everything.
I don't. When I go to the Caribbean, dude, if I go to,
you want to be in a resort.
Yeah, dude, I'm not going.
Yeah, you
want to
be in a
fucking
big building. Yeah.
When I went to Puerto Rico, that's not really Caribbean. That's like, it looks like Miami. Okay, when you drive down the street in Puerto Rico, if somebody said where are you, it looks like America.
I think
okay?
That's on Miami though. Miami looks like Puerto Rico.
That's probably true, but it's not like it. You don't feel uncomfortable. But when I go to Jamaica, dude, I went off the resort in Jamaica. Mm-mm. I would never do that shit again. Now that I have a family and shit to live for, mm-mm. I was like 21.
Dude, I bought cocaine from a fucking Mexican taxi driver in Cancun. No, in Acapulco.
By the way, you could have literally named anywhere in the world and it would have still made sense.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the scariest fucking hour of my life. I thought I'm getting killed. Yeah. I'm getting killed right now. I'll never do that again. Stay in the fucking resort.
Yeah, so this was no resort. It's just the Frederiksted Hotel. And the lady that checked me in is also the cleaning lady. And she takes me in and she's like, and she shows me the shower. And she's like, and you know, we have, she was half Dominican, half everything. She's like, we have, you know, soap.
But she had an Asian accent.
But she said, I don't know what that accent was. But she said soap like it was
Richie,
a big thing.
It wasn't Dominican.
Don't do accents.
She said soap like it was a big thing. I was like, is there shampoo? She's like, I can give you some of mine. So she
with a little Mexican accent right there.
It's more Mexican. So she takes me to her fucking room and gives me half a thing of VO5 and tells me that she wants it back. So the hotel room, it came with pee in the toilet. I flushed it, took a piss, and I came back, and there's more pee in the toilet.
Was it a big hotel or like?
No, it was like a 16 room joint.
Oh,
yeah. It turns out that
lucky you didn't get murdered.
Yeah, it turns out that the water there just looks like pee. So every time I left and came back, there was new pee in the toilet,
right.
But it was just on
yeah,
the
it's just shitty water.
Yeah, no. That I had already brushed my teeth with.
All right, so anyway, yeah. Okay, so continue the story. So you're at the shitty hotel.
Next day,
you go to this fucking gig.
No, next day, the sightseeing is supposed to take an hour. It takes 5 hours.
It's like the story.
It's on island time. And I was all I wanted to do was get in the water.
Did you guys miss that hilarious?
I did. Yeah. I got it.
Like I said, like this story. Hold on, I can't let that just be glazed
literally,
over.
Literally, I laughed. I got it like 7 seconds okay, after you said
this
it.
This is
it
the Real Honest Podcast. I'm not going to let you guys glaze over me making fun of.
No, it was good. I didn't get it
just
right away.
Just edit in a rim shot, all right?
All right, Jesus Christ.
So I'm in the water.
I know it's 11 in the morning, guys, but let's fucking wake up.
I finally got in the water, and I was in for about 90 seconds, and I stepped on a sea urchin, and it was the most painful fucking thing in, other than breaking my leg, it's the most painful thing I've ever had happen. I dropped the loudest F-bomb in the history of the Virgin Islands. And
faggot, that's a new F-bomb now, by the way, guys. That yeah. You know how uncomfortable people get when you say faggot? We'll talk
terrible.
About this after
I
this.
Probably would have gotten more attention if I did that. Nobody gave a fuck. Like, I mean, screaming in pain, and nobody comes over to help whatsoever. Are you pulling up a sea urchin?
I'm pulling
right
up
now?
How to treat a sea urchin sting on WikiHow right now. It doesn't look good, man.
Dude,
let me ask you, what was your first step? Because I want to see if you did the first step that they said to do.
Fall down and scream fuck.
Did you pee on it? You had to pee on it?
No, peeing is not a thing.
That
it's a
is fucking.
Tale.
That's
I know
jellyfish.
Yeah. I just thought maybe it was the same fucking thing.
That's jellyfish, no, or if you have a really good hooker.
There was. Yeah. There was two huge ones hanging out, and some lady came over who happened to be a
huge
nurse,
ones. You mean
like 3-inch long?
Oh, I
spikes,
thought you meant fat chicks. Okay,
and they fuck it. So she pulled them out. I thought that's all it was, and she was like, "You have like 15 in your foot."
Ooh,
they broke off under my toenails. I have 15 poisonous fucking spikes in my foot right now. Yeah, you can't get them out. All you can do.
How do they?
Time out. WikiHow says. Step number one is to remove the spines.
Right, but that's...
If possible, okay.
Yeah, but they're also barbed, so if you try to pull the ones out that are in there, they fucking tear up your foot and you get an infection.
Oh
and,
my God, dude.
And they're super fragile.
Can we fucking see them?
So they just break off. Super yeah, fragile, I mean, it doesn't look as bad as it
super is. Super catchphrenolistic.
That's be allidocious, yeah.
And...
Super...
super
catchphrenolistic. So I call the people at the fucking V-spot.
You called the fucking
guy at the
Jamaican
at the
guy?
Spot. You can't really tell. They're just. It doesn't look like much. It just looks.
I
like
I still
want to
look at your foot. I don't know why I'm looking at his
I'm
foot
not gonna
right
lie.
Now.
It looks like your foot is fine.
Who? Do me a favor. Listen to me. I'm the host of the show. Don't just listen to what Scopo says.
No, I literally thought there would be some fucking wires coming out of his
me
foot.
If I want to see your foot.
No.
Don't let Scopo just tell you to start undressing.
I was showing you anyway. It was going to happen.
So wait, what happened? Did they just fall out?
Your body has to break them down. And it can take anywhere from a month to 3 months for them to go away. So you might have noticed I was walking around like a fucking gimp. Kaiser Soze and this shit. And I call. So yeah, I'm screaming in pain. Like I almost threw up. It was so painful. I might have passed out for a second. And I call the pink spot. And they tell me that they're going to send somebody over. 20 minutes later, I call them again. It took them an hour and 6 minutes to come a quarter mile to come get me. So at this point, fuck this show. I hate the show. I don't want anything to do with it. I went like soaked it in vinegar. That's the only thing.
Oh, but hold on. Look at this, dude. Step number two, cover the affected area with vinegar once you get out of the water. Soak a lint-free towel in vinegar and hold it there as long as possible. You did, you tried to take out the spine. Step one, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Step two, you also did. You're fucking doing good so far.
I soaked it in Epsom salt.
Okay, soak it in hot water, as hot as you can tolerate,
hot
for 20 to 40 minutes.
And then, what was the other thing?
Then when you go to bed, what do you do with now what?
Wait, there was...
You jerk off, you
I,
get it
I also
up.
Put antibiotic, whatchamacallit on
no,
there.
No, this says you wrap topical. The area. See, this is where you fucked up, dude. When you go to bed, wrap the area that was stung with a lint-free towel soaked in vinegar. You need more vinegar.
I douched it again. I douched it a couple times before I went to bed. So anyway, this show... there, I get in there, and he told me. So there's a. Here's where the show started to fall apart. Way before I should have told you this that they had the show. They had a band
Hold
first.
Hold on, time out. You did the show still.
Yeah, you got to do the show. You got to play hurt, Gom. Come on.
I don't know if I would have done the show still.
I'd already did the show. You would have manned up.
I mean, look, it depends. Were you still in
pain? Are you a real ass dude?
Yeah, I was still in screaming pain.
They fucked you at the hotel. You had a shit hotel. They didn't tell you. Hold on. Let me be honest with you, okay, dude. This is where you're at in this gig, okay? You go to this shit country, okay, where fucking, first of all, it just sucks. You're not in a resort. This isn't a nice, like, beach fucking gig where you're, like, excited about being there. This is, like, a shit gig with you know, none of the cool little amenities. The reason
a bar
you,
gig.
Yeah, dude. This you go to a resort, you're like, all right, dude, I'm fucking here. Like when I go to Shiprocked last
year. You gamble a little bit, you have a good time.
We're on vacation at the same time as working this gig, and that's why you take it for the little bit of money. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And the high expectations are necessary for it to be a fiasco.
Yeah, exactly. So then you come here, it's in a shit hotel, there's fucking shit water in the toilet
water,
bowl.
Pee water.
There's pee water in the toilet bowl. The food fucking sucks. The people suck.
The food was actually good.
The food blows, in my opinion. Richard Redding has a very low standard because he's from Jersey. He's a piece of shit.
No,
I have a very advanced palate.
Ahi tuna, seaweed salad. It was nice.
So,
what, rice and beans is advanced palate?
Fuck up. So you get to the gig. It's in a fucking bar in this weird thing. The guy sucks. He's fucking with you. You go out there. You step on a stage and you're in pain. You know what I'm saying? They take an hour and 6 minutes to get you a half a mile. I would be thinking about suing these motherfuckers. Forget playing the gig.
For what are you going to fucking sue them for? Shells? You can't. You got to do the show. That's the reason you're down there.
They're the Duke Washington of comedy bookers. Sue me for what?
No, I mean, look, at this point, I'm on the hook. If I could, I can still talk, so I have to do this thing.
Hopefully, you do the show, you fucking crush it, you meet a chick, she blows you, and then you have a good fucking rest of the time.
I'm still...
First of all, I'm not taking a blowjob from some fucking probably tranny in St. Croix.
The guy who would literally told me who has fucked anything
just because
wouldn't take a blowjob.
My girlfriend listens to the show.
I said, used to.
So
I wouldn't lie to you.
So he told me that
I love you, baby.
So he told me that there's a musician that's going first that usually draws 100-150 people, and then there's going to be fire twirlers. Right. So the night before, he told me that, I was like, well, how about you, since you do comedy, how about you go up and do 5 minutes to get them clapping and then just bring me on, because I don't want to have to follow
that would be
fire,
the worst. Yeah,
actual fire. I walk in and there's like 18 people in this fucking place. And they all look hammered, and they're just watching TV. There's no band playing whatsoever. And I go upstairs, and I come down, and the waitress runs over to me. She's like, Dave's on the mic right now. That means you have to get up there now. Now. I was like, is it bad? She's like, now. So I limp my dumb ass up there, and nobody has turned around whatsoever. They're just fucking either having a conversation or watching TV.
So it's literally like doing a lantern show.
But wait till you hear this intro. So this dude, also, when he was upstairs right before he left, he was doing whippets, and in between whippets, yelling at me for being in AA.
Real ass dude. Actually, by the more you describe, what's his name?
Dave.
He wants Dave what? He's a comic, right?
No, he's not a comic. He just owns this bar.
Dave what?
This is like the sixth time.
What's the name of the bar?
The Pink Spot.
The Pink Spot in what?
U.S. Virgin. Yeah, St. Croix.
St. Croix?
St. Croix.
Lewis is going to get a fucking email and get some information.
Can I get this guy's info?
I think you want this gig.
Listen to me, dude.
And
the more you're fucking describing it, dude.
Dude, can you take me to open for you?
I swear to God, me and Scopo are going to go to the Pink Spot in St. Croix. I will do this gig, dude. How bad is the money?
I walked away with like $500.
After everything said and done.
Yeah.
Dude, give $50, I'm there.
Scopo, can I get Scopo a flight? If I get him a flight,
I'm flight, I'm fucking there. You kidding me?
Take him as your companion animal. So I walk in and Dave's on the mic yelling, right? And the last thing that I hear of his set is he goes, I'm talking about a fucking half white, half black, half yellow dick. I'd eat that dick. Woo! Which is the ultimate bad punchline. I'm just, woo!
I love it.
So, you're fucking, what was it, Randy Flair? Rick Flair? Woo!
Woo!
Say Randy Flair?
I'm not a wrestling guy, all right?
Terrible. Fucking reference asshole. Scopo, dude, if Scopo ever has to make a reference, he will fuck it up 100% of the time.
No, he's not a reference guy. 98% of the time. I'll get 2% right.
Scopo's the type of guy where like his funny lies in the fact that like...
I'm not?
No, Scopo's the... thank you, that was good. Scopo's funny the same way the bad guys in The Karate Kid were funny to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were like...
Put him in a body bag, Johnny!
They were hilarious to each other. And I get that.
That's my fucking idol. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I went that guy's Halloween one year.
I bet you did.
I fucking did.
You call that... You Cobra
Kai.
Suit.
The Cobra Kai dojo,
you
baby.
You call that voices, guy Chris. Every day of your life, dude. Yes, Scopo, you're yelling a lot, dude.
I'm sorry.
How much fucking Adderall did you take?
I'm pumped up. I got the coffee.
You fucking
took an Adderall.
I feel like he definitely would have been one of the Sochas in... and I'm fucking it up now.
Oh, wow. Speaking of terrible records.
You're the Chris Scobo of this podcast right now.
Did you call us Chris Scobo?
Yeah.
By the way, side note, just so you know, you get to name this episode. So just know that. Just
okay.
By the end of the show, you get to name the episode.
Gotcha. So, okay, so this dude so he's bringing me up, and he goes, after the big woo, it just, you know, it dies flat. It's fucking stillbirth of a joke.
So then he brings this, and, like, no more jokes afterwards.
Right, and he goes, all right, you motherfuckers, you don't think I'm funny? Well, this motherfucker's fucking funny. Give it up for... And he looks dead at me, and we just had this very distinct look of, I'm too wasted to remember your name. And he goes, this dude! And he puts both his hands up over his head and drops the mic and walks world class.
He definitely watched Chris Rock's special before, yeah, and he was like, I'm going to do this one time.
Yeah. Pink Spot Dave is my favorite guy ever, dude.
Chris rocked it and fucking just walks right out, you know, like 2 feet away from him, and walks outside and lights up a cigarette. So I go up, and it's
How long do you have to do?
Contractually. I was on 45 minutes.
Okay.
So I go up.
You did 30 minutes.
No, I think I did all of it. It felt like 5 hours.
Dude, let me tell you, whenever I have a shit gig like that and they tell me the headline, I was like, yeah, dude, give me a light at 30 and then give me another light at like 35 and I'll know how to wrap up. Dude, that 35 light comes, I'm like, all right, see you later, guys.
So peace. So I had to do the shitty, like, reintroduce myself thing, you know, the most hood shit ever, but, like, you know, he came all the way from New York City. He's gonna give it up for Richie Redding. Nobody puts one hand together. Okay, give it up for yourselves for coming out. Nothing.
Now, the people in the bar, are they Islanders or tourists?
They are white people that moved there.
No, it's the team, the New York Islanders. They were all there on vacation.
they moved there to drink themselves to death, basically.
That was horrible, by the way.
Oh, so that was thing. Pretty decent. Mm. Fuck off. The Islander, so they're expats.
Well, it's still U.S. It's U.S. Virgin Islands.
That's still considered an expat,
but,
right?
No.
You don't need a passport to go
it's
there?
It's the most eastern point of the United States, is the St. Croix.
Is it a lot of white people?
It's half and half, yeah.
Really? I would do this gig.
So,
is it on the beach?
It's a block. Yeah, it's on the beach block.
And is it a nice beach?
Yeah, but there's dead
I got some free time in a couple weeks. We could do this.
I'll do this gig. I'm going to contact Dave at the Pink Spot. Anyway, continue. Wrap this story. This is a long story, Richie.
Yeah.
This better be a fucking... You better kill somebody at the end of this story. Holy shit.
No, so...
I'm trying to talk about catcalling on the Today Show. We're 25 minutes in.
Not one person fucking clapped for the... Like, give it up for yourselves. Just to be an asshole, give it up for the ladies. Nothing.
Right.
It took
so hold on. Out of the 45 minutes, 32 minutes of you was going give it up for every type of person.
Let's give it up for the troops, guys. Come on, they're out.
Hey, you know what? Let's give it up for Where's Waldo enthusiasts.
It was 45 minutes of eating my dick worse than I ever have. That like they wouldn't make eye contact. These motherfuckers. Like it took 10 minutes for them to turn off the TVs after I asked them a bunch of times.
Where if you bailed before the 45 minute mark, they wouldn't have paid you.
I don't. Well, I was actually already paid. Like that day, yeah. The payment hit. But
I would have done 30, dude.
Not,
fuck that, dude.
Not one
There's
joke.
No way.
Not one joke got a laugh. It was only when I was just doing crowd work of like, look at this motherfucker, that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you.
And I would get them. I would get them on my side, and then somebody would walk through the door, and they'd be having a conversation, right, and just ruin the thing all over again.
Was it the type of thing where you wanted? I don't know if you're at this point in your career, because me and you are, you know, I guess we've been doing it probably around a similar amount of time.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? We're kind of in a similar area in the industry, I guess. Was it a part of you that was kind of like, all right, dude, I want to fucking take this challenge, and I want to like, I'm going to do my fucking time. You know, like I'm not going to bail. Look, because at the end of the day, like I don't anyway. I don't get like embarrassed anymore. I wouldn't freak out and be nervous at that point. Like, oh, what am I going to do? Like, it's not even that.
No, it was definitely
it's more
just
like
angry.
A fuck you. Like, so, but there's two ways. A lot of people, and I think the way I would be is like, I'd be like, all right, dude, I'm going to do 30. Fuck these people. They're not laughing at anything. Why am I going to put them through this? Why am I putting myself through this? Or a lot of other people go like, no, dude, I'm going to see if I can do the 45 still. I'm going to see if I can push myself. I think that I just in the past year stopped having that in me where I was like, I'm going to do the 45 just to see if I can still do it. And now I'm kind of like, fuck this whole gig. I would literally get off doing as little time as possible in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, I always do whatever the contract says for the most part.
You're a professional.
But
Richie Redding, consummate professional.
that I, white, I, was, you know? I was wearing a white I was wearing a white V-neck, and the back of it is now completely pink because the wall was just my safe spot that I was just like staying.
How big was this?
I think I took the microphones off the fishes.
How big was the stage? It was so that it was no stage, just a
no,
wall.
No, it was a 4-foot wall. And every time I had
no
something
little rise,
going,
no little rise,
no riser.
Oh, that's so brutal.
And when I got out, when I finally got off stage, like the three people that were paying attention were like, "Dude, that was great," but nobody knew there was a comedy show
before.
We thought you were just Dave's boy, and everybody hates Dave, so we thought it was just more Dave.
That's hilarious. Sorry, guys, I had to throw a little.
This is the new ambassador of New York, by the way.
New ambassador of New York?
She just moved to New York. She's the new ambassador of New York.
Dude, I... Let me explain.
Would lick every inch of her body.
Dude, I love
Taylor
her.
Taylor Swift.
Listen to me. I love this chick.
Actually, you know what's crazy? Is right before I left, I saw her on Ellen talking about how much she fears sea urchins. And that's why, as soon as I stepped on the fucking thing, I knew what it was. Because,
so next time you meet Taylor Swift, you're gonna be having.
Dude, this chick,
a
not only listen to me, not only is she fucking beautiful,
smoking
and talented,
hot,
and fucking just charming as shit, but she also maybe in a weird way saved Richie Redding's life. I'm not saying we're not saying that she did that, but in kind of a weird way, in an indirect way, that she really did fucking impact your life in a very positive way.
I just hope that she has some naughty pictures on her cloud so that she gets hacked next.
Oh, dude, I would fucking let me tell you something. All right, first of all, here's the thing. I think I've been denying Taylor Swift for a very long time because I haven't.
Yeah, you don't want to like her.
I started talking to my chick about her. I was like, I think she's really pretty, and she's like, no, she's not. She's whatever. And I'm just looking at her. I'm like, no, dude. She's
gorgeous.
Fucking
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. She's like perfect, dude. Like, have you seen this video? First of all, this song, I heard it the first time. Every time I hear a Taylor Swift song, I'm like, I hate this fucking music. This is awful.
And then it gets you. Yeah, it's catchy.
Every time,
like three
dude.
Or four, you listen to three or four times, and you're like, oh, this is not a fucking bad song.
The dude equivalent of her is Bruno Mars. I never want to like a Bruno Mars song.
I think he's so talented.
Oh, he's a beast.
He's a talented motherfucker.
Have you seen this video?
I haven't seen the video.
All she's doing in the whole video is she's being a goofball, dude. What a charming little bitch. She's being a goofball.
How old is she now?
And she's like 22.
25.
Oh, I wish she was younger. All right, so, yeah, she was born in 1989. That's the name of her new album. So in this video, what she's doing is she's, in every scene,
oh my God, yeah,
there's a bunch of different, like, dancing styles.
Dance
so they have
genres.
A break dancer, they have ballet, shit, they have, like, fucking all the shit. And she's not a good dancer, so she's just goofing off with everybody. And just like how
I like it because she's throwing out her insecurities in life.
She's making fun of herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hot chicks don't do that, dude. By the way, that's the whole sentiment of girls not being women not being funny, which is bullshit. But the whole idea of that comes from is like women are very afraid to make fun of themselves or be the butt of the joke. Mm-hmm. And that is such a charming thing. It, like literally, I watched this video and I was like, I think I'm in love with her.
So you saying Taylor Swift, real ass chick
of the week. Dude, she's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah, she just bought a $20 million apartment in the city.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah. She's so rich. She just had a thing, I guess, like she had a little feminist moment that the blogs were going crazy about. She like shut some dude down in some British talk show. I don't know, whatever. I want to talk about this shit because we do have another half an hour left in the show. Richie, that was the end of your story, right?
Yeah, it kind of fizzles at the end.
No, it was listen, you fought, great story, by the way, dude. Right. I didn't mean to shit on you. It was a very long story, though.
Yeah, it was a very long story.
So we're going to do that gig next week?
Yeah, I'll do that gig anytime. Let that guy know. Give him my information. I swear to God.
Pink Spot Dance.
No, he actually...
tell him, be like, dude, this guy's on a bunch of radio shows and podcasts regularly, and tell him that I'll do a live podcast from the Pink Taco or the Pink Spot.
Yeah, he actually gave me 5 or 6 pounds while I was on stage. Every time.
I'm so in.
That's where he got.
Dude, I'll tell him. I was like, dude, I got to bring my own opener. I'll tell him it's important. I was like, you could MC, you could open the show.
Yeah.
I got to bring a buffer, and I'll fucking go and do that gig. We'll do a live, real ass podcast from the Pink Spot in St. Croix. I swear to God,
we'll do it.
Please
after.
Give me this
we'll
guy's.
Yeah, we can hook that up.
All right, good. All right, so look, dude, I want to talk about this catcalling video. I know it's a little bit of an old topic now because it's like a week ago. But we didn't get to do a real ass podcast about this, and it is kind of a real ass subject. I've been all over Facebook on this, and I think a lot of people are on my side on this. And I'm not even being a dick. If you guys didn't watch it, go look it up. It's basically it's a woman. She
smoking hot woman. She goes hot.
Yeah. Walking through Harlem.
She is. I'm not gonna say smoking hot.
She's fat ass.
She's cute. She's a cute chick. She's got a fat ass. Nice body. Let's take all that aside because I don't want to have the fucking.
But no, that's not the taking aside.
this is a hot chick walking in New York City.
Yes, but let's just say she wasn't that hot. Okay, because she's not drop dead gorgeous. Like,
she's hot enough to get catcalled.
You could definitely take a five down the street though, and she wouldn't get any.
She'd get attention, especially in the hood.
Not nearly as much.
Let me tell you something, dude. A fat white girl in the hood. Yeah. Dude, you don't even know, okay? Yeah, she get attention, okay? Now let me tell you something, okay? The video setup, it's a chick, she's fairly attractive. Let's say she's, forget how attractive she is. She's wearing a fairly tight outfit. She got a big butt, big boobs. She's an attractive woman. And she's walking through New York City. And basically, they have a camera attached. I don't know exactly how the camera.
They had
set
a
up.
Guy walking like 10 feet in front of her with a camera attached to his back.
Yeah,
and she was holding microphones in her hand, so you could hear everything.
Okay, that's how it was set up. And they have her walk around the streets for 10 hours.
10 hours. That's a long walk.
Long walk, and they have they just show what a woman goes through walking through the streets of New York City. Now, like I said, there are variables like how good looking she is, the area that she was in, which I think is very important to talk about.
That's the most important thing.
But there are other variables, but the idea was this is what a woman in New York City goes through. And I do think that there is and what happened in the video was she was catcalled just continuously.
100 times, right?
Like, yeah, it was like 100, over 100 times and it wasn't just catcalling. Some guys were very respectful. Hey, what's going on? How you doing today? You look nice. So, you know, some guys followed her down the street for, you know, 5, 10 minutes
one
at a
guy
time.
Did.
I will also say, I want to get into that as well. She didn't say anything to anybody. That was part of the video, was that she looked straightforward. She didn't say a word. She was just, the idea was just, if you're a woman that's ignoring this, this is what happens, which I thought was a cool angle on it. But it also feeds into, look, the guy that's walking next to her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you don't say beat it, buddy, you know.
He's not going to.
Look, he crossed the line, but at the same time, you still got to go like, hey, excuse me, can you not follow me? And if you do that, you know, you don't know if he would have said, oh, so sorry, I didn't realize, like, you didn't want me to follow you. I thought, like, this was, you were silently saying, hey, come fuck me in a phone booth somewhere. Who knows? But if you don't say, hey, excuse me, you know, don't follow me or don't walk next to me, it's kind of a little bit of a gray area. But either way, I do think that that guy crossed the line. And I do think that a lot of the guys in the video crossed the line. So, you know, she would ignore everyone. So a lot of the time they'd be like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. Or, you know, I guess you're too good for us. That's where I do think they do cross the line. Yeah. But I do think 80 to 90% of the people in the video, they literally just said hello to her.
Right. Well, right? I had to do what you said, with that my ex had like huge tits, and she told me after like a month of living with me that some guy every day on her way to the bus would like would follow her for the block. And then she said that that when I was away one weekend, he was at our doorstep. I was like, whoa.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
So it's like,
that's crazy.
It's like,
dude. All right,
so I got to go talk to this guy.
Of course, yeah.
So
dude.
In the morning, my 140-pound ass, you know, I was like, I'll just walk you to the bus stop just to make sure nothing happens. And she showed me who it was, you know, and the guy didn't say anything. So I went up to him. I was like, hey, we got to talk, man. And he knew right away. But like from the distance, like, hey, what's up, buddy? And he started walking towards it because I gave him a look on the way
right.
by. And it was like, hey man, I just want to let you know that that's my girl, and you've been making her uncomfortable, and I just wanted to check if we got a problem. And he's like, no disrespect. I asked her if she had a boyfriend. She said no. That's enough.
He pulled out a sea urchin and stabbed you in the neck.
Yeah,
with
it. He's like, I'm just, you know, I was just, she's a pretty girl. I'm just saying hi to her every day. And the language was super friendly. But from above, it totally looked like two dudes were about to throw down.
Right.
It was like, I had my left hand up when I went up to him, like, hey, what's up? He had his, like, feet were turned and shit.
Yeah.
Like, it easily could have turned into something. But
see, here's the thing.
I never had a problem with him, and the guy says, what's up to me when I walk by him.
Exactly. And look, here's the thing, dude. There's a thing. Let me tell you something.
Which I was scared to death.
And I'm not saying. I'm not,
you should have been, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not saying that this is not an issue. It is really annoying, okay? But you can't ignore the fact that this, dude, this is in the hood. And this is my problem with the liberal media and the fact that none of these blogs are picking up on this. They won't say it, okay?
It's all because black and Puerto Ricans.
Because you cannot call black people and Hispanic people on their shit if you're a fucking young white college student, because you have to be fighting for them and fighting for the people that are underprivileged. But they will not just go say, hey, you know what? This is in the hood. And not only is it I'm not even going to say, is it a problem in the hood? This is how people communicate
culture.
In the hood.
Yeah.
This is part of the culture. Hollering at a woman in the hood.
No holler back girl.
It's exactly. It's it's part of the culture. Forget like even being part of the culture. This is how they literally communicate and hook up. I would say this is how a vast majority of the relationships begin in the hood. A girl walks down the street and a guy goes, yo, mom, let me talk to you. And then he starts walking with her. Maybe she's flirty, whatever it is. it's not considered harassment in that culture. And because of gentrification and because young white people are moving into these areas now and they go,
oh, you can't do this.
You're not acting how I act in my suburban cul-de-sac back in fucking Connecticut. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Right.
This is not where you should be. And I think the real problem is, like, let me tell you something. I don't walk through the projects late at night because I know there's a chance I'm going to get fucked with. Okay. So maybe you shouldn't walk through the fucking hood. See, well, maybe that's not your place.
See, I like with the suburban kid, like, yes, I look like that, and I come from Queens. My area is good, but I grew up in New York, so I know what the hood is. I know what to not to do if you're a rich fucking white kid. And a lot of people I went to college with, they would go to the areas and they'd be like, this is crazy, this is terrible. I'm like, no, this is how it is over here.
Yeah,
you gotta fucking. This is how it is. You're not gonna walk in there and be like,
shit, though.
You're not gonna walk in the situation and be like, no, this is this. You can't do this. Look, this is how it is gonna be.
I'm not gonna deal with it. It's not really a poverty thing. Look, dude.
I think it is.
If you walk by construction workers, it is ingrained within that construction worker culture to fucking go like, yo, hey, look at her, you know. Dude, I'll tell you, half of that, more than half of it, 90% of that is them making each other laugh, okay?
Yeah.
We used to do that down by the Comedy Cellar. We used to hang out in front of the club, and girls would walk by, and we would hilariously catcall. There's nothing aggressive. We would literally, we would stand in, and we'd make a tunnel. We'd put four guys on each side, right?
A gauntlet,
exactly.
Yeah, of
and
dick.
As the girls would walk through, we'd go, oh, yeah, ma, Dude, and it was fucking funny, dude. There was nothing aggressive about it. Girls can't be the butt of the joke, okay? That's the problem. Girls can't be like the butt of the joke. We're in the middle of the West Village with thousands of people around. We're in front of a comedy club. We're all comedians. Some girls would get pissed and we kind of just laugh it off. Some girls would smile and like the attention. Some girls, usually ghetto chicks, would turn around and go, yo, hey, what's up? You like, and they'd start talking to you. So here, dude, it's the thing. Not every guy that's approaching you is trying to attack you. And I'm just saying part of the culture in the Black and Hispanic community, part of the culture, like construction workers, that doesn't really, if you go to trailer parks in the Midwest, that's not really how people talk to each other. It's really not. So I can't say it's just a poverty thing. Meth. Yeah, dude, they're like, hey, you want to come over and make some meth in my trailer? But it's not, I'm not going to say just a poverty thing. It is very much a Black and Hispanic thing.
No, I mean, it's striking how there's no, I mean, and well, then again, it could have been edited that way, that it's just minorities that are doing it. But I mean, you know, the best one is there's the dude in like the purple suit. Like, I just saw $1,000 walk by. That's $1,000.
By the way, fucking hilarious, by the way.
He's in a fucking Cedric the Entertainer suit. Like,
it's funny. Yeah,
like, I think a lot of people not from New York don't realize how it is over here. So they're like, this is outrageous. What is going on over there? And like, this is how it is. This is how it is here. Here's what I can do.
And look, and by the way, I'm not going to downplay the plight of the woman. I get that sucks. You know, I compare it to, and I'll tell you, when I went to Jamaica, you know, it was even worse though. We would go off the resort, okay, and people go like, oh, you would never know how it feels to be a woman and to feel unsafe and have people approaching you. No, this is, I'll tell you an exact thing, okay, and I guarantee I felt way less safe than a woman walking down the street in New York City. You go off the resort in this place in Jamaica, there would be everybody, every 3 or 4 feet, there was another guy or woman trying to sell you something. Somebody trying to sell you weed, a massage, aloe lotion. It's how they make money. They make money off of tourists.
Over there,
because
listen, you disappear, they're not finding you.
No, they're not finding you at all. Yeah. So you'd go off, dude, and they'd approach you, and you would ignore them after you started, and then they would get very aggressive, like, yeah, man, ignore me, you think you're better than me. And you'd keep on walking, and it became this thing where it's like, God damn it, dude, this is just too much. I didn't even want to leave the resort anymore. The video's making it look like that's what it's like to be a woman. Right. Every day in life is you're afraid to go out of your house because you're being attacked constantly by aggressive men, and that's not what's happening. And sending that message to people, I think it's a really destructive thing. We have our noses in our cell phones constantly. We're disconnected from each other constantly. Why can't we say hello to each other? Why is that a big problem? I get that women are being harassed out there, but it's not harassment. Every day when I walk through my neighborhood with my son, I say hello to men and women alike.
Well, I mean, if it's like, look at them titties, that
that's crossing the line,
just high or smile.
But by the way, that's crossing a line. But let me tell you something. Even so, I still go, ah, you know what? There's bigger issues of the world. Is that really where you're putting your energy? Are you really trying to get Michael Che fired from his job?
That was the most absurd
because thing. He made a joke about this kind of silly thing.
This thing
that it's not really something that's affecting women. If women, if you walk out of your house every day, and I posted this on Facebook, and I really do mean this. If you walk out of your house every single day and you fear for your life and you genuinely are afraid, every time a guy approaches you and says, hey, how are you doing? You are afraid. You are fucked in the head. You are a paranoid schizophrenic. You have fucking issues, okay? Because not everybody is trying to attack you. Not everybody is trying to rape you. Most people in general are good people. Most people think rape is a bad thing. 99.9% of the people in the world think that rape, murder, sexual assault, sexual harassment are all bad things. There are a few bad people in the world, and for you to generalize and say every man, whether you make a joke about it or talk about it or trivialize it, you are promoting this culture and you are promoting this evil act, I think that is a dangerous thing. And I think that it's borderline fucking Nazi Germany, dude. For, at the end of this woman,
that's a bold stroke.
At the end of this video, for her to say donate toward this cause, so we can put an end to street harassment. What are you doing?
Yeah,
What street harassment? Where are you going
to
go? Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want to go and petition politicians to end the words we use in the streets of New York? What is that? That's Nazi Germany.
Are you going to go to that guy in the fucking purple suit and say, hey, can't do it? Yeah, that guy's
you can't say that.
You have to cut off welfare because these people are just hanging out for 10 hours during the day. There's always just a row of dudes that are fucking hanging out. And by the way, that was an exhausting rant, Gomez.
Sorry, buddy. I apologize.
You really went on there. Jesus Christ.
But
I meant
actually, you know what would be a
I
great...
I meant everything I said.
No, a great counterpoint to that would be to... Have you ever been to the Underground Mall in Atlanta?
No.
It's the gayest mall, the gayest, blackest mall on the planet.
Now I want to go.
We should send Scopo's fat turd cutter.
Oh, my God. I would get so much free shit.
Dude, Scopo, let me tell you, I would walk out cells would just crawl into your asshole.
Dude, take that pooper and some mom jeans.
I got catcalled on Friday by a gay dude.
Absolutely.
I was happy about it.
And it felt good.
Yeah. I loved
and it.
It
felt good.
Me and Brancatelli were walking to a bar, and the guy goes, hey, beautiful. And I was like, oh, thank you.
I will say, that's not the same thing, because typically you're not really physically afraid of a gay dude.
Yeah.
But honestly,
these big black motherfuckers.
Well, he was a small Asian, so I wasn't that worried. But.
Yeah, a little twink. You'll fucking take him.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great old Ted Alexandro joke. He was like in prison. He was like, the way he would avoid getting raped is he would just try to rape the other guy that was trying to rape him. So as the guy would try to rape him, he was like, what are you talking about? You're not raping me. I'm raping you. And they'd chase each other in a circle, try to rape each other. Great Ted Alexandro joke. Look, dude, I'm not downplaying that. I'm just saying it's just not a big enough of a deal for me to get behind. Here's the thing, dude. If you put it on a scale, being a hot chick is awesome. It's just awesome.
Your life is so much better.
You can't sit here. I can't feel bad for chicks.
Well,
because look, when you, I put this other thing on Facebook. There was a woman who on Halloween night, she took an Uber. There's two stories that actually came out simultaneously. Another guy.
I did read that, actually.
There was a guy. The same thing happened to this guy. I guess on holidays, Uber has this thing, these motherfuckers. They do a thing where it's like in prime time mode. Where
9 or 10 times more.
10 times the amount that you would normally pay. And people don't know. They're fucking drunk, whatever it is. So this girl fucked up. And she's a hot chick, okay? Beautiful girl. I put the blog. Go to my Facebook. Facebook.com/LuisJGomezComedy. Beautiful girl.
I feel bad for her, but that happened to her.
I feel bad for her, too, okay? So she posts.
Stunner.
She does like a GoFundMe, right? And with a bunch of pictures of her, and she's like, hey, this is my story. I got charged like $400. My rent is $450. And like, I don't have my rent now. It's my birthday. I went out for my birthday on Halloween, and like, this is what happened. It really sucks. If anybody could help, you know, it would be awesome. She got like $1,000 in donations. Okay. Cause guys are like, oh, she's, look at her eyes. Let me fucking donate her money. And good for her. By the way, I'm not even shitting on her. I think good for her.
Yeah.
Play your cards. Okay. We talked about this earlier. Whatever cards you have in life, if you are a good looking person, that's a fucking ace in the hole. Play that card.
You got lucky hand.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. If you're a genius, you have a crazy IQ, good for you. That's a great fucking hand
to have.
Same
thing with athletes.
Well, exactly. You have fast switch muscle fiber. You're black. Good for you, dude. Yeah. Okay. That is awesome. But let me tell you something. Do not tell me the plight of the woman is so great that I need to feel bad for them because they're catcalled, when she can literally just go, hey, here's a pretty picture of me, and then get dudes to just donate money to her because of that exact same reason. It's way more awesome to be a hot chick than it sucks to be a hot chick. Let's just get real.
Being a hot chick,
You literally never have to. You mean you have? Sometimes you have to, but you never. You could go through life not working, and you'll be fine. If you're a hot dude, it's different. You still got to make shit of your life.
It's the ultimate equalizer. I actually took a class called the Economics of Gender, and beauty is for a woman the ultimate X factor. For a man, it's education. For a woman, smart X factor.
I think for a man.
Actually, okay. I was dating a chick that didn't go to college. But she had $5,000 and she was either going to go to community college or get fake tits. She got fake tits. A year later, she married a millionaire.
Yeah.
and she now makes like a couple $100,000 a year. And yeah. I was like, okay. So,
doing what?
I was like, so if you had $10,000, what would you have done? She was like, tits and lips. Yeah. But you know, think about that. What is, if a girl's a 7, is she better off spending $10,000 on a college, which is a shitty college, or killer tits?
Yeah. Look, here's the thing. Yes, there is a point there. But look, I'm with a woman who, she'd listen to that argument and she would fucking lose her mind. She actually wants to come on the Realist Podcast to argue this topic. And I was like, babe, we're going to.
Tell her she can come on anytime.
Scuffle's like, she can sit in my lap.
I'm James's new daddy, actually.
So I don't even care. Really, dude. You'd be a good father, I think. But, you know, it's like, I'm not going to sit here. Not every woman wants to have big tits and have somebody pay for shit for her.
No.
There's a natural human, and I really do believe this, it's Freud, okay? People do things for two reasons. They do things to feel great and feel important, to feel, you know, a sense of greatness, and to get laid. Those are the natural reasons why you make any decision in life. It's all boiled down to a sense of greatness and to get laid. And I think it's, for comics, that's it, dude.
We're like, paraphrasing Freud here, right?
I mean, kind of. I mean, not really even so much. I mean, it's pretty clear that's what he was talking about. And I think that, you know, that doesn't feed into those sensibilities. I think it's, you have to be a pretty stripped down person to go, I just want somebody to fuck me and pay for everything. I genuinely do think that. And I think that it's an easier route and I think it's a lazier route, but I think that certain
I think you're a shallow human being if you feel that way.
Yeah, and I think it's easier to do that than to go to college, but a lot of people would much rather have to go like, hey, dude, I'm doing this for myself, especially now. There's the whole feminist movement, which is the positive part about the feminist movement, is if I have a daughter, that's going to be instilled in her from when she's very young. Right. Like, hey, you're not just going to be somebody's fucking sidearm piece.
Yeah, but also beautiful women make more money.
100%.
That's a fact. And,
100%.
And that chick now makes like a couple hundo. And she was making like 40 before that.
Well, but all right.
Because she, you know, she networks and with other cute chicks and
of course, all dude. And but by the way, that's the other thing. People say like, oh, you know, a man will make a dollar for every 74 cents a woman makes. But you don't look at the fact that a woman, a good looking woman, will make fucking a dollar for every 80 cents that a not good looking woman makes, or the fact that Asian women make more, make a dollar for every 70 cents that Black and Hispanic men make. You ignore these other variables when it's sexy, when you can just say, hey, men make more money than women, and you don't really break open what that is, it's very easy to say that it's an unbalanced, unfair thing. But as a Hispanic man, I'm not going, oh my God, how unfair is it that Filipino women make a dollar for every 75 cents that I make? I don't give a fuck, because I'm going to go make more money than that Filipino woman.
You're going to work your ass off.
Exactly. I don't care about the facts and figures like that. And that's my ultimate sentiment, which I think is the problem with the feminist movement, is guys, play your fucking cards, okay? Yeah, I get it, dude. Certain things suck about being a woman. Certain things suck about being a man. But to sit there and going, we need to create equalizers constantly in every area of life, I think is an immature thought. I think it's more of an important thing to be instilled in my kids to, hey, look, you may not be the best looking person in that room, but play your other cards. I mean, look, my kid's probably the best looking person in that room, but play the other cards that you have, you know? And I think that's literally my whole issue with feminism, and my whole issue with that is just that whole weak thing.
Burr was in Montreal this year and he had a clip. They asked him, why do you think women aren't funny? The whole debate about that. And he went on like a 2-minute rant. He goes, go fucking do it yourself. You'll stop being fucking pussies about it and talking about it. Go and do these awards. Go and do that awards and do it yourself, and then you can fucking have it. That's the thing. Go work your ass off. Do it, and then you could say, oh, women are funny. Go fucking work your ass off. That's all you gotta do.
I still want to know what the money would go to end street harassment. How
Well, here's the
thing. How do you spread that around?
She made, like, first of all, here's the thing. These videos, this is why it's really smart to do viral videos. People don't realize how much money you make. YouTube gives you a fucking, when you get millions of views, you're getting thousands and thousands of dollars from YouTube, okay? Thousands of dollars. She made a shit ton of money from YouTube. She made a shit ton of money from donations, and she donated a small percentage of it toward
Battered some woman ending, shelter, yeah, some shit
like
yeah.
that, dude. She just made bank. You guys are donating to line this bitch's pockets with money. That's all you're doing, okay? Right. Well, if you want to donate money to some shit, dude, go walk up to a homeless guy and hand him a fucking sandwich, dude. You know where it's going.
Right.
You
know, I was going to say, to get all Dave Smith on it, but it's like if you're going to put money towards that or trying to block a congressman that is trying to stop minority women from having access to voting, what's going to fucking make more sense?
Is a guy doing that?
I mean, the Republican Party is fucking...
Well, and that's the whole point of all of it, is like, guys...
They repealed the fucking voting
act. Where are you putting your efforts, man? You're trying to get Michael Che fired for this shit? There's real shit going on out there.
By the way, best thing that could ever happen to Che.
Oh, I know. I talked to him. I saw him at the stand a couple nights later.
Yeah, I was just like, congrats.
And he was kind of bummed. He was bummed. I was like, dude, why are you bummed?
Congrats.
I was like, dude, you said something that was funny. Wasn't even a big deal. You just kind of trivialized a stupid thing that nobody even cares about anymore. I was like, and you got... so much exposure through it.
Do you know why they start? Because now he has something, and people are like, oh, he has something. Let's try to take that away from him.
Yeah,
that's what people want to do. That's all people want to do.
Well, and the best is that I love when they accuse somebody of being a misogynist and they use misogynist terms against him. It was like Jezebel was like, turns out that Michael Che is kind of a dick. It's like, oh, really? That's your counter argument?
Well, here's what's funny, dude.
Like,
all these
sorry,
blogs,
you cunt.
They're
dude,
a bunch
you can't
of
do that.
They're a bunch of fucking bullies. That's the truth, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They're bullies because look, Michael Che maybe in our world is a big deal right now. He's got a lot of steam, but in reality, in the big grand scheme of things, he's not. He's not a celebrity the same way that Eminem is, or the same way that Jay-Z is. Listen to some of the rap lyrics out there. Listen to the way that they literally are bragging about beating up their women, selling drugs, slinging crack, fucking. Listen to the message that they're sending to the youth, but they want to go after them because they know that they're not going to be able to fucking put a dent in what they do. So they go after the smaller guy and the guy that they could beat up, like Sam Morrell or now Michael Che. But think about Sam. Sam had 2,000 Twitter followers when that whole shit happened. And you have these feminist blogs that have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers shitting on a guy who's starting off his career. It's like, you guys are fucking bullies. You don't know comedy. You don't know the structure of what it takes. That's literally like me going to a blogger saying, hey, dude, this blog, the structure of it, that's not how you write, dude. Let me explain to you. It's like, no, dude, I don't know how to fucking write a blog. I'm not going to go and break down your process.
Well, yeah, and they also take one snapshot of something and say that this is what this person is. Like, if you took just the rape scene from 12 Years a Slave, it could be like, oh, this is a rape movie. That's
right.
All this is. This movie is just about raping.
Yeah, or you know,
you know, as opposed to, like, the full arc of the story.
Yeah, or the fact that Sam Morrell is literally one of the nicest people in the world. Literally one of the nicest, sweetest human beings in the world. So you don't take that into consideration,
so fucking,
Jezebel.
So is Che.
So
is
Che.
So nice.
Some of the nicest fucking people in the world.
Doesn't like Che.
So you're literally taking these people, you're trying to take these people down, you're trying to ruin their livelihood, ruin their productivity over a joke. Over somebody trying to find something funny. The same reason you guys love George Carlin and the same reason you guys love fucking Richard Pryor. Yep. And
which,
all these,
by the way, other people found funny.
Just
not you.
Exactly. The difference was back then there was no blogs, there was no internet. If you would have seen what Richard Pryor, his process to come up with the brilliant fucking specials that he had, do you know how much fucking evil shit he had to spew in comedy clubs?
Also beat women.
Yeah, but which, by the way, smoke crack, beat women, fucking shot his car.
He used to beat the owner of the fucking comedy store.
Yeah, I mean, dude, listen to me, dude. Whatever, we can go on and on for days about this. But that's my whole issue. I'm not anti-feminist, dude. I'm anti-bullshit, okay? And that's what the Real Ass Podcast is about. I'm anti- fucking not being able to call women on their bullshit. And that's what this whole fucking catcalling video is. It's just bullshit. And if you call them on the bullshit and you say,
they get offended.
They go, you're promoting this culture against us. You're part of the problem. No, dude, I'm just not going to lay down and say that all men are fucking evil and all women are victims. Let's fucking get real.
Listen, there's evil people in the world. There's evil men and there's evil fucking women.
But there should probably be a recall on purple suits. Can we create it? If we can get those purple streets off.
I like that guy. That
Rich,
guy was
number
good.
One, what do you name in the episode? Tell me, do you know?
I forgot
all
about it.
A lot of funny things that have been said today.
I think we should just call it the pink spot.
The pink spot, perfect. The pink spot it is. All right, Rich, what do you got coming up? Anything to promote?
A bunch of weird shit, and I'm still getting together horse shit, which Louis J. Gomez is on.
Yeah, me and Kelly Fustuca did it.
Best ever trivia drinking game. I've got the sizzle together, and now if I can't get it on,
are you
going
to bring it to the pink spot? That's what we want to know.
Absolutely, that game would kill there. But RichieRedding.com, Facebook.com/RichieRedding.
Scopes, anything going on? Anything to promote, bud?
Get me on Twitter at Chris Scopo, and hopefully I'll be opening for Lewis at the Pink Spot in the near future. So, you know what? Follow me on Twitter. Yeah, we got the YKWD podcast, the Real Ass podcast. Come check it out. I'm in the city doing a lot of spots. Come check me out.
All right, man. Guys, New York Comedy Festival tonight. How the Musical opens up 9:30 p.m. Come out tonight, Saturday or Sunday.
I've seen it. It's great.
It's fucking hilarious. Phenomenal, guys. Also got a bunch of other shows for the New York Comedy Festival. Go to GomezComedy.com. Check out the dates. Got a lot of great shit coming up. Going on the road. Me and Big J got a lot of stuff coming up as well. So, oh, shit. You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
I realize this hasn't been playing because it's not plugged in.
The whole time.
And it's just been coming through the cell phone. I was like, why is it so low? Man, whatever. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. Yeah, guys, go to my website, GomezComedy.com, and check out my other dates and all that shit. Follow me on Twitter. Peace.